Hello.
Hi, Alice?
Yep.
Hi, this is Natalia. I'm just calling you right back.
Yep.
Okay, so one more time. This is a recorded call for quality assurance purposes. Let's go ahead and continue with the intake form. Okay, so you just gave me your mother's information.
Yes.
Can you use that as your emergency contact as well?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, perfect. Does she live with you or live separate?
She lives separate. I'm in Colorado right now, and she's in Minnesota, so.
Okay. Colorado. Okay. Do you have her mailing address?
I can look it up for you. Hold on a second.
Take your time.
Six 26963 State Highway 107, Brook Park, Minnesota 55007.
Okay, I heard 6526 State Highway.
Nope, 26963.
Okay, 26963 State Highway
107.
107. Okay. And then Brook Park?
Yep. Minnesota. 55007.
55007. Okay, perfect. And do you have her email?
What is on file? What I have is jwim@yahoo.com.
jwim@yahoo.com. Okay, and that's JWHIM?
Yep, at yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then let's go back to the treating doctor. I have Dr. Curtis Waters, and then can you tell me what was the name of the medical facility?
It was Brain and Surgery Center.
Brain and Surgery Center?
Yeah, Brainerd Surgery Center.
Brainerd Surgery Center. Where is that located? What city?
Brainerd, Minnesota.
Okay. Brainerd, Minnesota. Is it Brainerd Lake Surgical Center?
Yes. Yep.
Yep. That's the one. Okay, perfect. So that's where you were treated. Is that where you were diagnosed as well?
Correct. Yes.
Yep. Okay. Do you happen to know the address by any chance?
I do not.
Okay. I'm going to read what comes up here. Just let me know if it sounds familiar. Is it 13114 Isle Drive?
Yes. Yes.
Baxter, Minnesota?
Yes. Yes. That is
yep.
It.
Okay. Perfect. Just want to make sure it's the right one. So I'll just copy it here from Google. And then where were you prescribed the Depo-Provera?
I was prescribed in Burnsville, Minnesota, I think. It was a Health Partners.
It was a Health what? I'm sorry?
Health Partners in Burnsville, Minnesota.
Health Partners of Minnesota. Okay. And you said Gainesville?
No, nope, Burnsville.
Burnsville, okay. Let's see. There's a few different health partners. Do you know if it was a Park Nicolet Clinic?
Yep, Park Nicolet. Yep, that's the one.
That's the one. Okay, is that on Fairview Drive?
Yep, perfect. Yep. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's where you're prescribed. Okay, and then do you have medical records of your diagnosis and the treatment?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect.
So.
Okay. Are you able to provide them through mail or electronically or both?
I could probably, if you guys send me a form to basically get that information
consent
from Curtis Waters, I could do that.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, perfect. So we'll do that. Okay. So let me just copy the address here, and then we're almost done.
Okay. Do you know where my boots are?
What?
I can't find my boots.
Is it over there?
A chicken.
Okay, and then what is your current mailing address?
81 Timberline Drive, Florescent, Colorado, 80816.
Okay, I heard 81 Timberline Drive.
Yes.
I'm sorry, 81 Timberline Drive or Court?
Yes.
Is it either one? Okay, so I have 81 Timberline Court, Florissant, Colorado.
Timberline Drive.
Timberline Drive?
Yes, Drive, yes. Not Court.
Oh, Drive, okay. 81 Timberline, Florissant, Colorado. Okay. Is there a unit number or anything?
Nope.
Nope.
It's
okay.
A house.
It's house. Okay, perfect. All right, so that's it for the questionnaire here. Like I said earlier, I'm going to send you over an electronic document to sign. It's a DocuSign. Have you done one of those before?
I have not.
Okay, so put me on speaker now if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or need help navigating the page. It's going to be just a few initials and a few signatures that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. And then there's also going to be that medical release form that you authorize them to pull medical records.
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay, so just give me 1 minute. I'm just going to make sure everything's spelled correctly. And then I'll send it over. I'm going to send it to your email, and also they'll send you a link through text message. It's the same thing. Whichever one's easier for you to open, you can open up.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then it'll be from either Mass Tort Strategies, or it'll say Natalia wants to send a DocuSign. Let's see here. LSD Garrison.
Got it.
Okay, you got it. Perfect.
Awesome. Give you a document. I love DocuSign.
It's so easy. I know. I love it. Okay. And then while you do that, I'm going to send, I'm going to draft another text message. I'll send you the name and the phone number of the attorneys that will be representing you.
Okay, awesome. Because all the signs that you guys put on here, your claim of like vision blindness, memory loss, all that stuff, it's like I'm having all the side effects to achieve.
All the side effects?
Yep.
Yeah. Loss. I see. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Yeah. But I'm glad you're here today, and I'm glad we can help you with the claim, at least. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I clicked finish.
Huh? Okay. Let me just make sure it went through.
Should we go through now?
Okay, so I just got the notification. Everything looks good. All right, Alice, that's it for this call today. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you letting me assist you. The next thing you can expect is give the attorneys about 5 to 10 business days to process the information. Then they'll call you. They'll do a case verification call. Then they'll ask for any more information if they need it, and then they'll let you know what to expect next, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. I greatly appreciate your time today.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. If you have any other questions or concerns, save my direct desk line. I'm going to send you a text right now. You can call me or you can text me, okay?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.